be here. I don't have any sad stories to tell you. God has begun a good work in me, and He will perform until the day of Christ. And I'm so excited that He has not given up on me yet. So please, please, please don't give up on me. I don't speak Irish. I don't speak even English. I speak Portuguese. Yes, I do. And I love this church already. There is a watch there, and I love having watches, so I can time myself properly. Therefore, this is presentation and preaching and going to the house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Forget about going to the house. Let's just have a good time here, okay? We are going to have a good time. Here's the presentation. As you can see, I am the thorns among the roses. Right there. That's Louis. Yes. Good. And as the presentation progresses, my beautiful wife will come and sing to you all, "Make Me a Servant Heart." Okay? I love Anna. If I have not told you today, Anna, that I love you, I do.
Amen.
I declare. I love Ireland. This place is good. It's cold. And we have a warm place. So this is good. So the presentation, Pastor. And as Anna, you see the song, if you could just come without any delays and sing "Make Me a Servant Heart." That's the first lady we want to the Lord in Portugal. Some of the pastors we fellowship with, Pastor Mark, send the regards. He has been here before. We also own that lady to the Lord, and she has been a blessing to us. We took a team to do a building inside of that place in France. And that's my brother, which is a missionary in Portugal since 1994. Our pastor came to visit us. This is the church we had the opportunity to be a part of the organization of it during this term in Portugal. And also we began a Bible Institute, some of the men that are being trained for the ministry, and some of the women as well. And we are going to have that as a residence hall now. It's a location in Portugal that is given free of charge to us as long as we provide them with workers for the summer, which we hope to do. Some of my students. And now we take our family to Brazil. That's the church I worked before in Brazil. And having a need to go to Brazil for the birth of Jonathan David, we were able to do that vacation Bible school with that team that came from America. And this is some of the kids that made professional faith during that time. It was a very, very good opportunity. And the Lord also helped us to finish that building when we were there. 90% of that church was built with volunteer work. So last year I had a problem with our visa. We had to go back to Brazil. And during the time we were there, we worked in the building of that church. Make no mistake, I'm not a Mason. Not even the bad kind. But I motivate people to get the job done. And I believe little is much when God's in it. And I keep wondering, have I done my best, the Master? That's what keeps motivating us. So we did a lot of work there during the few months we were in Brazil. And you see that church finish. A little bit, day after day. Little is much when God is in it. Look how it's coming. I don't construct, I destroy. So if that's my part, or helping out, that's a hard job, trust me. But my son, Joseph Neal, he goes work with me as well. He can pull the same load that I can. Can you believe that? It's all about willingness, you know. But that's the start. That man was doing the work. Just the two of us were serving him. We wrote at the altar, "Jesus saves." And he sure does. Now the altar is finished. Still more work to do outside. And inside, we hire someone to do the doors. Look how beautiful it is. Amen. And as the visa was being delayed, I told Anna, we are going to finish that church. Mm-hmm. I believe that. And before December came, we were finishing. We need Yes, we have volunteer, but we need to buy materials. And that man is a Christian man, sold all the paint we need for the church for a quarter of the price. That's a student of mine in Brazil, and another one that's now a pastor. They also came from another church with that man, which is a deacon, to do the painting. So God would provide the means to buy the material and provide the labor to do it. Even the sparrow found a nest in his place, huh? I am painting all right, but I'm also cooking. Yes, I am the cooker. Look what I'm making. Huge T-bone. Oh, yes. You volunteer their work, but don't, you know, mess with their appetite. Jonathan is helping. Look how it is, the church almost finished. Need to work on the roof. Everybody has a hat, but Louis. Louis doesn't need to wear a hat, right? Oh, yeah. I'm cleaning. But I learned if you stand up under here, it's going to cut your head. So my medical crew came up. I missed a day of work. I really did. I have reason to miss a day of work. That man is not even saved, and he came to help us. Now I am wearing a hat. I learned. That man did all the electrical part of the church without charging anything. So I'm painting, still painting. But these men are really painting.
Are they for hire?
They are for free.
Good.
They are for free. They are free labor. They are professional, but they serve the Lord with what they have in their hand. That's my sister. God used her to have that church being built in that community. When my mother was saved, my sister rebelled against my mother. This is back in 1967. And now she's a believer. When she moved from São Paulo City to the interior, she made sure that city would have a church. And God used that. That's the pastor of the church now. And some of the people that came for the opening night, we borrowed pews and chairs, and we had church.
Amen.
I'm preaching. I think Jonathan is taking the offer. No, he's just walking. And then there was more work to do. We had to finish the bathrooms, which we did. And God did a great work there. And we believe he can do it again. Yes. That's the reason we are going to Cape Verde. Anna should be singing by now. She has not come here. Okay, you sing without the music. That's the location of Cape Verde. I'm sorry, Anna. I did not see you come. Outside of Senegal. Well, I'm going there my first time in January the 22nd. And here are some of the men that are coming with me. It's a central location, and I hope to make a launch pad to reach Africa out of Cape Verde. That's my desire. That man is coming with me. He's a Mason. That his brother got saved the last service I was there in Brazil. That's the pastor of the church I used to pastor. He's going with me. And this man also has been to Cape Verde before, so he's leading the team. And he's going also again. That's the city of São Vicente, the place we feel like we should go and tell them about Jesus. There's a cloud over that city. Like I said, I have not been there yet. But I found these pictures on the internet. There's a face there. Look above. We all should be looking above. But look what I found. You see, the city doesn't need to be in scramble. You know, there is hope. There's the cross. And I hope to preach the word of God to them, turn their hearts from this earth to the Lord, and to plant churches and churches there, and from there go to the next level. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, length thy cords, and strength thy stakes. Ayana, I can't.
Dear Lord, living fathers each day, humble and meek, helping
Amém.
Faze-me seu amor falar.
Amém.
Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart.
Amém. Fica aqui na minha frente. Fica, José Neil and Arthur Silas and Anna Laura, come up here, please. We are going to sing Love Lifted Me. I was, you'll not believe this, but you better believe. That second church we show where we had the Vacation Bible School, I was a pastor of that church. We began the construction from the foundation up to the balcony. And unknown to me, in spite of myself, the work was getting done. But it was then, as I worked also in the church that Brother Matthew began in Brazil, but he had to go to America after 10 years of Brazil without furlough. And both cities were 220 kilometers apart. So Wednesday I was one place, Thursday another place, Saturday, one place, Sunday, on both places. I was doing the work. And then, love lifted me. I realized I had religion without a relationship. And I read somewhere, he must be born again. And when I realized that, I told the Lord, I reject our ordination that I have. I reject all position that I have. I reject all formation that I have. I count all but loss to gain Christ and be found in Him. What a place to be found. And I realize that going to church doesn't make one a Christian. More than going to a garage doesn't make one a car. And I live to see that. And I'm glad the Lord showed me what my need was. Did not let me go on my deceitful way of religion. And gave me a great relationship. Amen. And even a story to tell. Tell the nations. And that's my heart's desire. To go and tell others. There is hope in Jesus alone. Amen. And Jesus is not a respect of person. He saved a Baptist pastor. He can save anyone. Amen. You better believe me, He can save anyone. That's the reason we sing, Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I, crianças.
Love lifted me.
Alto.
Love lifted me.
Amém.
When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Eu perdido pecador, longe do meu Jesus, já me achava sem vigor, a perecer sem luz. Meu estado Cristo viu, dando-me sua mão, e salvar-me conseguiu da perdição. Canta.
Cristo me amou.
Rei me livrou, o seu imenso amor me transformou. Foi seu poder, o seu querer, Sim, Cristo Salvador me transformou. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows will you obey. He your Savior wants to be. Be saved today.
Love lifted me.
Amém, canta.
Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love
canta.
Lifted me.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, it was love that lifted me. Só um minuto. Presta atenção que eu vou te falar. Now, you saw our family. Would you be so kind to raise your hand if you represent your family? We have a picture of our family for each family here. Does that make any sense? I don't have for everybody. Someone made... Did I tell I'm flying with Ryanair?
Yeah.
You pack light with Ryanair. And let me tell another secret. Sometimes even the pack that you pack doesn't come with you. So we are missing a pack that's back in Portugal. It's still waiting there on the police for us. So we are going to get that once we go back. So we don't have one for everybody, but we have one for family. If you represent your family, just raise your hand. Arthur on this side and Joseph Neil on this side will cover you, okay? Thank you. Raise your hand and quickly, boys, so I can get the job done. And I'm very excited to be here. I met Pastor Lederbetter back in Green Bay. I can't believe it. My wife was not with me at the time. She was there earlier in March. And the place was with 2 meters of snow like that. And I can't stand snow. I had enough pictures. I have had all the pictures of snow I could ever dream about. So my wife, she loves snow. And as we were leaving Green Bay, she said that she wants to go back. She had not enough. I said, wow, now we are going to Cape Verde. I wonder what she's going to do. If she would have her way, we'd probably be serving the Lord in Ireland or Scotland or I think Gold, something like that, some part of Ireland that has snow. I saw yesterday, Gowling, something like that. Yes, that's the place. I even don't know the name. But I met Pastor there, and it is being a blessing and privilege and an honor for us to be here at Bible Baptist Church tonight. I have seen your site in the internet, and I told Pastor the verse you use for your theme for 2010, our church there in Portugal, the Portuguese church there in Portugal. We just had our missions conference, and that was the theme of the conference. And I know the open door of fellowship is what you are emphasizing this month of November. And I always thought of this as we went to churches, that's what the missionary needs. Would you believe that? I'm going to prove you in the next few moments in the book of Romans chapter 15. The gospel according to St. Paul to Romans, right? No, it's the book of Romans chapter 15. I'm going to read one verse and then I'm going to tell you what kind of fellowship you may have with a missionary. If anybody has any question about Cape Verde, about our family, about us, speak now or hold your peace forever. Does anybody have any question? No, that's great.
You can move forward.
Move like forward?
Come up into the light. Amen.
Oh, that's a blessing. Sometimes I feel like this thing is not on, but I think I speak too loud, and they are afraid of my yelling there. But I am on. Romans chapter 15, verse 24. Lord, I need you. Without thee, I cannot do anything. So, as you have dealt with me today, as you have spoken to my heart today, as you have changed my life, as you have cleansed me with your blood, as you have given me a message to tell others, I ask you again, Lord, to anoint me with your Holy Spirit, empty of myself, of my flesh, and let me once again be controlled by your Holy Spirit. Use me, Lord, as a tool in your hand. Oh God, I want to exalt, to glorify your name. You are the only one worthy to be praised. Amen. And there's no coincidence we came here tonight. We came to worship. Amen. We came to adore. We came just to sit for a little while before thy presence. Would you grant to us, Lord, that the heavens, windows and doors and everything would be open tonight, that we may see your Shekinah glory and we may rejoice in thy goodness. Oh God, enable me to preach your word. You know I cannot do without you. I even don't speak the language. I need your help. And help the congregation to understand. And help us to do what you have for each one of us to do. In Jesus' precious name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. And amen. Romans chapter 15, verse 24, the Bible says, whensoever I take my journey into Spain. Portugal is a part of Spain. When I leave here, I'm going back to Portugal. I'm taking my journey into Spain, all right? I'll come to you. I came from Portugal, for I trust to see you in what? In my journey. And to be brought on my way, which manner? Thitherward. By whom? By you. You. If first I be somewhat filled with your what?
Company.
I told church after church in America, missionaries are looking for companionship, for companies. Sometimes, not all the time, this doesn't happen in Ireland, happens just in Brazil or just in America, okay? But sometimes I feel like I have leprosy. And I feel like it's contagious. I mean, there's all these pastors' meetings that have here and there. And once I get there and I open my mouth and I say I'm a missionary, it's like a bomb. Everybody, like, shy off and stay away. Because there's some misconceptions about missionaries. They think we are after someone's pocket, you know? No, we ain't. Oh. Ain't means we are not. We are not. So, what I'm telling you, my God shall supply all of your needs. Guess what? He does the same with my needs. But companionship is the way that God supply for our personal needs of relationship. Like Brother Joseph told me tonight, we are God's family. And we are, and I'm glad to be a part of his family. And that is great. And I learned a long time ago that in this God family, there's no grandkids. And they tell me grandkids are wonderful. They are nice. I love them. I pamper them. Cannot spoil them enough. But in God's family, there's no grandkids. That's a unique family. The members are children. of the Lord, sons or daughters. And the way of becoming a member of that family is the same for everybody. It's not due to citizenship. It's not due to workmanship. It's not due to religion. It is all through the blood.
Amen.
Hey, if you are under the sound of my voice, desiring to be a part of that family, of this family, of God, it's very simple. You must repent. You are not good enough.
Amen.
Through my religious life, I read through the Bible a whole year on my knees. Stood up, it was the same. No change inside. So, I realized that I had to have a childlike faith to believe that even though I did not murder, I did not commit huge crimes, still I was a sinner. And a sinner, it is condemned. Without repentance, without forgiveness of sin, without a new birth. As simple, plain as this. You get born once, you die twice. And that's tragic. You get born twice, you just die once. That's the difference. So, once you repent, once you confess your sins, once you cry out to the Lord and ask Him to lift you up, He give you and put you on His family. And then we have a song to tell the nations. We have a message to tell. And as a missionary, I have gone through that process. And I realized the importance of going on for the cause of Christ with my mission under Him, under His authority, under His command. And I want everyone in my family to take a part in it. How could we possibly do? Well, there is a nice word. It's called partner. P-A-R-T-N-E-R. Partner. I see here in Romans chapter 15, the basis for partnership. So I want to encourage you to become our partners. And I'm going to use this word partner, which I'm learning to spell properly, and give you as an acrostic. Why I keep trying these hard words. I'm going to use P as in partner, A as in Anthony, R as in Roy, T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, and all the letters that partner is made of, which I already miss N. John is looking like where he learned to spell partner. I'm sorry, partner. But I'm going to give you, in chapter 15 of Romans, the basis for partnership. First, P. That's the way you start partner, with P. You know how we can have fellowship? A missionary that passed through and leave going to Cape Verde that you even don't know where it is at, could not understand a single word of what he was trying to say. How can I have a partner with that fella? P. Pray. I believe this. When I pray to God. If you pray to God, there's a link between us. You pray here, I pray there. We are praying to the same God, and He is listening to us and is sending to us what it takes. Is that in Romans chapter 15? Oh, you betcha. Look, verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren. Oh, family of God, we are brethren. For the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, it's not for my sake, not for the missionary's sake, it's not for the church's sake, it's for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit that is strive together with With whom? Me. In your what?
Prayers
to God for me. Hey, let's become a partner. Pray for us. That's not a cliche. In a church in North Carolina, I said we were heading out to live by faith. Hey, I have been in the religious circle a long time before I was converted. So I came to this simple mathematics. If I have $1 million, do I need to have faith? Yay or nay? You ought to have. So I might as well try the Lord, believe the Lord and trust the Lord with 1,000.
Amen.
If you just think a minute, hey, there's a man right there in Germany. There was a man in Germany. Among the 100, he was one of the 100 wealthiest men in the globe. And 2 years ago, he came in front of the train because he could not pay his bills. I never had $1 million. I ain't going to have. But I'm telling you this. If I would have $1 million as a new creature in Christ, I believe I ought to have faith.
Amen.
Because I read somewhere that without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
So, if I have $1 million, I have to have faith. I might as well have faith without having $1 million. What I'm trying to tell you is this. It's not a cliche, pray for us, but what I really want is your money. Hey, wait a minute. Hold your breath. I said that in North Carolina. And then this man, oh, why he did that? He came to me at the door and he said, brother, be sure to keep us informed about this how to live by faith is all about. Oh, man, I'm doing a good job to do that. And sometimes I remind them my prayer letters. There's a man there in North Carolina that challenged us to live by faith. Let me tell him. I don't remember the fellow's name. I remember the church. I remember the pastor. I remember a lot of things. But his name disappeared. Hey, God will take care of you, but he will take care of me too.
Amen.
What I believe, you pray. God can use you, can use somebody else to supply for us. So, what I'm talking about, what prayer should I lift up to a missionary? For sanctification. That's the most important thing. There's a devil out there that's trying to devour, to get anyone he can. And he has targets on Craig Ledbetter, on Luis Nunes, on Lionel Smith, and all the missionaries that you can think of. There's a target right there. So we pray for their sanctification, for our sanctification, and for our family as well. I could not begin to tell you how many tears I have cried with missionaries like I am due to huge problems in their families. Some even have contemplated and have done, left the ministry. It is hard. So pray for sanctification for me, for Miss Anna, for all the Nunes children. Hey, they are as bad as the deacon's kids. I don't know the deacon's kids, but I have heard, okay? There, the deacons there in America and in Brazil, okay? But the PK and the DK and all the PKs, I mean, they are made of the same material, fellas, flesh and blood. They are. What else do I need to pray for? Salvation of the lost. Salvation of the lost. Pray that God would open the doors for us as we witness. Like he did with Lydia when the gospel came to Europe. Open her heart to understand. That's what we need. Pray for supply. That God would supply for our needs. And he has done a great job even to supply for our wants. But what we need, he is doing great. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Pray also for security. I know of a missionary. They went to a park to witness. And someone got his little girl, 14, 15 years old, and abused her like you cannot even think of. How hard has been to that fellow, to that girl, to that family. We are willing to pay the price, but I wonder if that was not a neglection, if I can use that word, of prayer from someone in the family. So, brethren, what? Pray for us. I need to go. P as in prayer. That's the way to be a partner. A, partner. A, assist. Oh man, I have to go to the Noah's Webster 1828 dictionary for that. To help, to aid, to succor, to give support in some undertaking or effort or in time of distress. To lend aid. To assist. Not as a spectator, okay? To assist, to aid. Look with me in Romans chapter 15, verse 26. For it had pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It had pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. Paul is talking about how an offering was raised for a very specific situation. Hey, he is telling us that pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints, which are where class? Oh, it was not locally. They were making a contribution for somewhere, for someone to aid, to assist someone that was over there. Some of those Christians in Macedonia, Europe, Achaia, they never met those that were there in Jerusalem. But they knew there was a need. But sometimes, I know, this doesn't happen here. But sometimes we see the need, we turn our eyes to the other place. Well, partnership, yes, it's all about prayer. But it's also about assistance, aid, help. Hey, hold, wait. I believe a missionary needs to pay for something. Say amen right there. Amen, brother. Amen. That's good. I believe that. I have this fellow. He had to raise all these thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Family smaller than ours, live in the same place and all that. And then breaking the need, it was there listed. All the things that he need to raise the support for. And saying, not count tie. I said, man, it's like a ball player now. You sign my contract, but you pay my taxes. Come on. That's not what I'm talking about. I believe a missionary needs to pay for something. And we do. We try to buy stock of the company, if you will. We have learned that you can't outgive God. It is impossible. So we believe in giving. We practice that. And we ought to be more faithful and to continue doing that. But what I'm saying here is that God will give through you what is not for you. And He's going to give to you what belongs to you. That's what we do. We practice faith promise. And we have seen time and time again God giving through us what is not for us. We try to fulfill our pledge as soon as possible. We don't wait 12 months. This last one, Joseph New told me, say, Daddy, we are making the pledge now, and in April we are going out. How are you going to do? I said, well, we better get busy before April. So the kids are 3 months ahead on their pledge. Has God provided? Hey, go ahead and pay. Go ahead and pay. Well, Philippians chapter 4, regard to this aid, Paul is the same one that is telling us at the end of his life that no man stood with me. But now in Philippians chapter 4, he tells us something very important regard to aid. Verse 15, now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even Thessalonica is sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. You have learned that. You have studied that. And that is biblical principle of partnership. Psalm 96 tells us we are giving unto the Lord. So, even though the missionary might be on the end of the pipeline, our gift is not to him, it's to him. And he would spread where it ought to be. I need to run. Not only prayer, not only assist, but next, recognize, to recover the knowledge of. We recognize a person at a distance when we recollect that we have seen him before. That's what Brother Wes did. Where is Brother Wes? He did. He said, I saw that ugly face before. Where did I see him? And we remember in a meeting this past Monday. So that's recognition. So you recognize the missionary. How possibly I can do that? Look with me on verse 17. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. How I recognize a missionary? As simple as this, I may try to explain to you, is that a missionary is not someone that's point to self, but is point to him. A missionary is like a policeman taking care of traffic. Have you seen any of this man or woman that direct traffic? Have you seen? What kind of signs they do? At least in Brazil they do like this, this, this. I never ever saw Brazil and America, or even Portugal. Portugal probably would have a chance. They doing like this. Have you? Have you? That's the job of a missionary. Missionaries always point to him. Look unto him, and he shall be saved. All the earth, you know, look unto me. That's what the Lord says. That's the job of a missionary. And we recognize a missionary by what he does. Paul is telling us the mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. It's not the power of eloquence. It's not the power of man's wisdom. It's not the power of education. It's the power of God. And also he's saying here, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. That's what makes a missionary, is to preach the word. In season, out of season, being a man of the word. Hey, I have not get there yet. I'm pursuing the mark. But time and time again, as I preach this book, it convicts me of my sin. And I have to go and make things right. I want to make things right. If an apology is in place, apology will be given. I don't try to shy off. I don't try to pretend to be something that I'm not. No. No. I'm a missionary. I want to be recognized as one. But not because of me, but because of Him. That's my mission. It's all about Him. It's not about me. It's not my agenda. I don't know why I'm going to Cape Verde and not Brazil. No, it's not because my mother-in-law lives in Brazil. My mother lives in Brazil too. And I love my mother-in-law.
Amen.
My father-in-law is another story. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Come on. Come on. Anna is smiling. She's smiling. I love my father-in-law too. They are coming. They are coming now in January. March the 1st. I got them the tickets. Second time they're coming. What I'm telling you is this. I read somewhere, your ways is not my ways. So I try to do according to His way. I'm not like a river looking for the easy path and just going. I go because I ought to go. I have to. I read somewhere. Who shall I send? Who shall go for us? I said, me.
Amen.
I go. Dr. Seitler would tell us the story there in Isaiah chapter 53. Who gave credit to our preacher? I give. Who shall count? I'll count. I am willing to do it. And we ought to recognize those that are willing to do it. And that has to do with us being willing to do what is required of us to do. The truth of the matter is this, folks, and I'm being honest with you. We all should go, we all should pray, we all should give. That's what Jesus did. There's some taboos. They say, either you go, either you pray, either you give. No. No. Hey, you speak English better than I. You can reach Cork better than I. But we do both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. And the only way we can do both, if you go there, there's the Christmas on the street. Let's do it. Let's pass out some tracts. We are doing both. You do here, I do over there. You pray, I pray. You give, hey, you betcha. We give. We give. We all are part of the family. That's the fellowship we have in Christ. And we share with one another. So we ought to recognize that. I have one verse regarding to this. It's Colossians chapter 4, verse 18. And I have, man, that clock doesn't stop, does it? Start not like that clock that much now. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. What that has to do with recognition? Hey, recognize those that are willing to pay the price. The day that I took that beautiful lady there, she was a girl, then became a lady, away from her parents. And you want to kill a parent, take their daughter away. If you really want to kill them good, take the kids away. There's a price we are willing to pay. It's not about the people of Cape Verde or Africa. It's about Him. That we wonder if we have done our best. It's all about Him. We do it for the cause of Christ. But I'm... Did I tell you I had a sad story? I don't have any. But I'm just trying to help you to recognize things here. Hello? To take the kids from the grandparents the other side of the ocean. It's not an easy task. It's some kind of bonds, you know? Recognize, remember. Wow, we are excited. Pastor has done that. He knows what I'm talking about. But it's up to us to recognize. I have to run. P-A-R, how do you spell partner? T, team up. Work done by a team as distinguished from a personal labor. Yes. Is this? Wait, don't make the question yet. Ecclesiastes tells us that two are better than one because they have a good, what? Reward for their labor. Let's see here if we can team up. Okay, verse 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you, Bible Baptist Church of Cork, my brethren, that ye also are full of what? Goodness. Filled with what? All knowledge. Able to what? Also to admonish one another. Admonish one another. We don't need psychologists. Amen. We don't. We have everything pertaining to life and godliness here by the knowledge of whom that has called us according to his glory and virtue right here. Amen. We have all things. So we can encourage one another, provoke one another. Yes, we can team up. You and I, we can work together as a team. And that is distinguished from a personal labor. We are going to have a good reward for our labor. Verse 15, the Bible says, nevertheless, brethren, family, huh? I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. That's the way we are going to team up. In Him, through Him, by Him. You do your share of the load, I do my share of the load. We work as a team. We reach our Jerusalem, Cork. We reach Judea, Ireland. We reach Samaria, Northern Ireland. They're not like the Irish here, you know. There's some difference. Or even England. England's even better, right? They speak the same, but they are not Irish. Right? They are Samaritans. And the Samaritan has nothing to do with the Jewish. So the Irish has nothing to do with England. That's a good one. Hey, amen. What I'm telling you, local, national, regional, international. We do both. Let's team up. I have to run. P-A-R-T. Now is N. Notice. Is observation by the mind or intellectual power. Information, intelligence by whatever means communicated. Knowledge given or received. So I keep read the dictionary until I found what I want it to communicate. A paper that communicates information. Attention, respectful treatment, civility. Remark, observation. What I want on this notice here has to do with this literal meaning of the word, a paper that gives communication. I believe in the partnership. How many of you have seen missionary letters in your church? Have you seen that? How many of you have written a letter to the missionary? Now I lost the support. Well, I would be a crook if I don't preach the whole counsel of God. I ain't going to be a crook. I deceive because I was deceived, Pastor. The day I realized I need to repent and be born again, I did. I humbled myself. I lost several churches in the process. But hey, I did not regret a bit. Amen. Because I lost also a place in hell. Mm-hmm. I did. I had one there, right there with my name and everything in it. So I gave up. Amen. I'm telling the truth. Notice. Romans 15, verse 24. Whensoever I take my journey to Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way tied water by you. By you. Paul is saying here, hey, I'm going ahead. I'm going to pass through you, but I'm going ahead. And I will be brought on my way tied water by you. You know English better than I. What is this huge word, tied water means? Excuse me? Huh? There. And to be brought on my way there by you. Notice the importance of a such relationship. Hey, I'm going to get there through you. What I'm doing. Can you notice that? Let's keep communication flowing. If first I be somewhat filled with your company, yes, I'm going to get there, and I ain't going to forget you. And you are not going to forget about me. There's email, there's MSN, there's Skype, there's whatever it is, the thing, Facebook. You have that. There's all means of communication. Let's drop a line to that missionary so he will know we are praying for him. Amen. Saying that we care, you not believe this. You are not. You are going to believe. You know already. I'm not telling any lie. This is it. My son Arthur. He has the birthday on November the 5th. Since we have been to Portugal, there was a church that they send us a cooler, in a card. For birthday. But early this year, they told us they would support us until May. And came November, Arthur ran every day of November to check the mail and did not come anything for his birthday. On the day of his birthday, he ran to my desk, he got some paper, wrote himself a card, and ran to the mail and put that card addressed to him. And ring ding dong. So he could say, the mailman has come. And he ran there and show us. He got a card for his birthday. Nobody noticed his birthday. But I'll tell you something about this Arthur. He's the same fellow that I have tried to witness to my butcher. And my butcher, when he first became my butcher, he did not believe in God. Tried to give him a track he said he did not need. In the last 3 years, I have kept a relationship with him. Now he tells me his life is in the hand of God. Now he just wrote me a mail yesterday. He said, God has something good for me. And I have gone to his house for fellowship to eat there at his house. And he has come to our place to eat there. And the last time he came, Arthur led his 6-year-old son to the Lord. That's very good. And I keep telling Sir Paul, you see, even Gonzalo, 6-year-old, he was born again. Doesn't take too much brain to do that, you know? You just need to have faith. So God is keeping a tab, is keeping a record. But what I'm trying to encourage you to do is the easy thing, is the simple thing, class. I'm not asking you come Arthur's birthday to go and send a care pack or could go there to Portugal and put out the part for him. No. That's not it. But a simple card, simple email or whatever. Arthur, your birthday. Oh, happy birthday. November 5th. Now you don't forget. Good. Notice, just that. It's simple. It's easy. But you know what's the problem, class? We don't do some things because they are hard. To be done. Say amen right there. It's hard. I cannot do it. But those things that are easy, we don't do it as well. We don't notice that. We don't do it. Well, did I read the verse? I did. So, encourage. Yeah. Now we all will be happy. That's a good part of partnership. Amen. Encourage one another. How? That's good. Provoke one another to good work. Amen. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. That's a blessing. To give courage, to give or increase confidence of success, to inspire with courage, spirit, strength of mind, to embolden, to animate, to incite, to inspire. It's like the Lord told Moses, when Moses realized he's not going in, the Lord come and tell him, Moses, you charge Joshua. Encourage Joshua. So, hey, how many of you feel called to Cape Verde tonight? May I see your hand? There's some there. That's a blessing. Look at that crew. You guys are trooper. I'm excited. Oh, now I'll go even more. I have some. That's going with me. So if you ain't going to go, encourage them. Don't be telling about all the monsters that's there in Cape Verde. They don't know yet. Encourage them. Incite them. Said, wow, that's awesome that you're going to Cape Verde. Don't keep telling there's the island, maybe a hurricane will come and decimate the whole island. Oh, come on, be positive, be nice. That's Bible, folks. Charge and encourage. Say, yes, you Nunes are going, amen, go and get the job done. Go quickly.
Amen.
Encourage. Oh, I told you it's Romans chapter 15, did I? Well, look verse 5 with me. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be what class? Like mind. One toward whom? Another according to Christ Jesus. That he may with one mind and one mouth glorify whom? God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Hey, God of patience and consolation. He has shared some of his attributes with us that we can also communicate the same qualities with others. So we can encourage one another. Like Hebrews said, and I already quote the verse, we can provoke one another to love to good works. Hey, I got there. Last, not least, R. So let's recall class partner. P, what you need to do to a missionary? Pray. Amen. A, what you need to do to the missionary? Assist. Aid. Yes. Par. Now it's R. R, what we need to do with that first R? Recognize that labor. And then we have part T.
Teamwork.
You and I, team up. Part T. And now it's an and, right, John? Now I did not miss the and. Notice, maybe simple things. Keep the communication flowing. Okay? Part E, encourage. R is the last thing. If you don't get right, we ain't going to leave. So you better, you have one shot. R is in what, class? Rejoice, receive, what you said?
Repent,
no.
Remember,
no, we already talked that. What? Riches, no.
Receive,
no. Reach, no.
No.
Now, stop. We are talking about what?
Partner.
No. If you are going to partner with someone, we are going to have something with R with that person. Tell me, Doc.
Remember,
no, we already dealt with that. What? What did you say, Anna? No. What did you say, Rich? Say it.
Relationship.
We are going to have a relationship. Are you available to travel? I'm talking about a relationship. That's the way we are going to have a partnership. Yes, you remember us if you have the relationship. You recognize you have all those R's, and those are good. That's the reason I let keep coming. But nothing like a relationship. You are talking about with a fellow for over 30 years of his life. He had religion. So I give a lot of importance to relationship. Maybe you have had enough of religion. You might want to start thinking about relationship. There's nothing like relationship. It's so important. I think it's wonderful. Relationship. Oh, I love my relationship with the Lord. Ooh, it's good. It's excellent. And I'm telling you, I read somewhere, oh, how good, how pleasant that the brethren. Brethren what? Dwell together in conflict. You come at 100, I'm at 200. Come. I tell my partners there, my crew, I don't want a confusion. And I'm a Baptist, all right. But I don't want confusion. I'm talking about how pleasant, how good for the brethren to dwell together in what? Unity. In relationship. Yes, I know it's Romans chapter 15. I'll give it to you then. Verse 29. And I am sure that. Man, to be sure of something is good, isn't it? That when I come unto you, I shall come, and the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now is your part. I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive. Separate from me. You be there, and I'll be here. You mind your own business, I mind mine, and we'll be happy after a while. Is that what he's saying? No. We strive. Which sense, class? Cannot two walk together if they don't agree. That's what relationship is all about. Okay? Let's strive together with me and your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. So let's strive together. Strive together. And he closed with these words. Now, the God of peace be with y'all, like we say in the South. With y'all, yes, 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 sir. With y'all. With you all. What else can I say? Amen. That's what partnership is all about. Praying. Yes, is the beginning of. The relationship is not the end of. It's the continuation of. And if God. That's what the Bible tells us in Hebrews. This thing will do it if God, what? Permits. That's what we are looking for. Million thanks, Pastor, for letting us come. I could not express in all the words how grateful we are for being here. And Jose, who is praying for this church there diligently at home? Arthur has been praying for you to buy a, whatever it is, the word, a place. Arthur is praying. I know the others are praying as well. But every day, that was Arthur's task for the Bible Baptist Church to buy a place. And I have heard that Arthur praying, and I have seen a lot of answers. So we'll continue to do that until the Lord answers. God bless you. Thank you so much.